Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers featuring Dr. Thomas Rapette and Dr. Paul Bishop. The Foot and Ankle Centers are located in Yorkville and Morris and can also be found online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. And joining us by phone today, we have Dr. Thomas Rapette back with us. Doctor, how are we doing today?
Doing wonderful today.
Good, good. Some of our friends out there, our listeners, may not be doing too well if they've got bunions. And today's topic is about a procedure that kind of helps to do a permanent fix on bunions, right?
Yes. Over the last, I would say, 5 years, they've come up with kind of a multi-dimensional correction to the bunion that gives you more of a lasting permanent fix. So I just want to kind of give a little information about that today.
Sure. And for folks not familiar with bunions, they may have heard about these in the ads. If they've never experienced one, it's not a good thing to have, is it?
No, because eventually what ends up is obviously they have pain. Then secondarily, long term, it can lead into arthritic issues of the joint, which then kind of limit what we can do to correct them. They end up usually with a joint replacement or a fusion, which is never a great option. Realignment, which is where we're going to talk about today, is much better.
Does it only happen on the big toe? Do any other toes experience a bunion, or is it just the big toe?
Primarily, it's the big toe joint. You can get what they call a Taylor's bunion, which is on the outside of your foot. That's corrected in a different manner, and it's not as common.
Okay.
So most people that come in the office with a bunion issue, it's usually the big toe joint.
And so, again, as you mentioned, these symptoms like pain, swelling, redness, restricted movement of the big toe, we talked about that before. So let's talk about this procedure, the Lapiplasty. How does it work?
So basically what it is a multi-dimensional correction. So what we found out is the bunion deformity is not just a one-dimensional issue, it's three-dimensional. Hmm. So this procedure that we do now actually will correct all those dimensions as well as permanently fix it. So we do the procedure, actually, a little bit of the procedure is performed at the first MPJ, like at the big toe joint, but the actual correction is performed at the base of the metatarsal, which gives it a permanent fix.
And I understand that this Lapiplasty is something a little bit different than the traditional bunion surgery of the years past, right?
Correct. The traditional bunion surgery in the past, we would do the procedure up near the joint, and it looked great initially, but what happens over time is that the joint proximal or behind that is where the deformity is. So even though you correct it up front, eventually it shifts behind it and you end up with a bunion down the road. I have a lot of people that'll come in and say, hey, I had a bunion done 10 years ago or 7 years ago, and it looks like it's back, and sure enough it is, because the correction was done up near the first MPJ or the big toe joint. So this procedure allows us to correct it permanently at the joint that is actually shifting or rotating. So it's a kind of a fusion of that joint that's unstable, and they get great results and permanent results.
How quickly, generally, are they back up on their feet and walking again after this Lapiplasty? Really soon, or to take a little recovery time, or what?
Well, technically, you could walk them in a walking boot right off the bat, but I'm kind of cautious. I'll usually have them off for 2 weeks, and then they can start walking in a walking boot. And usually somewhere around week 4, 5, in that time frame, we can start getting them into a shoe. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly early ambulation, fairly quick recovery.
Okay.
And it's a little longer than the old procedure, but it gives you a permanent fix, so it's well worth it.
Okay. Can you give us any general advice or prevention tips for listeners who want to maintain their healthy feet and hopefully reduce the risk of developing bunions?
So the only conservative care really for prevention or restriction of pain would be accommodative shoes. You know, orthotics is one of the big things we utilize to prevent bunions. It kind of slows the bunion progression down, but doesn't always guarantee it'll eliminate it. So you can come in and we can assess if you think you have a bunion, and either is conservative things we can do, which can slow the problem down, but ultimately if it progresses to into a painful situation, then surgery is recommended.
Sounds interesting. So, Doctor, we're out of time on today's program here, and we'll mention to our listeners again that if they want to get more information about the Foot and Ankle Centers and you and Dr. Bishop and your staff over there about their foot and ankle problems, they can just go online to footandanklecenters.com, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dr. Rapette, we're out of time. Thanks for talking with us about Lapiplasty. We'll talk to you down the road, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Dr. Thomas Rapette, our guest this time around here from the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, and you've been listening to our feature, Feet First. And again, it's been brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville with Dr. Paul Bishop and Dr. Thomas Trappett, specializing in the treatment of your feet and ankles. They also offer physical therapy and the MedFoot Spa, too. So visit them online again at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com. And we'll see you back here next time for another edition of Feet First.